listener production.
Afternoon, it's Andrew Schau with your news briefing. Dead birds have been left on the Victorian Premier's doorstep today as the Coalition Against Duck Shooting protests another duck hunting season. Although he reckons shooter numbers have dwindled in recent times, campaign director Laurie Levy says more needs to be done to stop animal cruelty.
All Premier Jacinta Allan has to do to stop the violence against our beautiful native water birds is to ban the activity outright, as three other Labor states did, 1995 and 2005.
A crash in Albury CBD yesterday has left a woman in her 60s hospitalised with an injured back. Two cars reportedly came together at the Hume Street-Townsend Street intersection. Police are continuing to look into exactly what happened. The number of people failing to secure a rental is growing by about 15,000 each month over the border. That's according to new figures from the Rental Bonds Board, overlaid with immigration data. The Real Estate Institute's Tim McKibben believes the government needs to make it easy for investors to enter the New South Wales property market.
If you buy a new property and you pay $1 million, $400,000 of that is government taxes and charges. So I struggle to be able to reconcile government's proposition when they say they're looking at affordability and then on the other hand, loading the property up with taxes.
And with flu season upon us around the border and northeast, we're being warned to make sure we're fully protected. Helen Best from Albury Wodonga Health says while everyone should consider a vaccination, there's two groups of people particularly at risk.
We know that there's high rates of flu in the community, but we just know that it is affecting our young and our old. So it's really important to get your vaccine if you are in that younger set. So anyone under the age of 10 can actually get a flu vax, or if you're over the age of 65.
A very successful couple of games for the Albury Wodonga Bandits. The women dominated Sutherland Sharks in their first home game of the year, while the men also claimed the Sharks scalp.